You're listening to the Cultural Curriculum Chat, the podcast that specializes in multicultural education and classroom strategies. I'm your host, Jebba Edmonds. Let's get started. Hello again. Welcome back to the Cultural Curriculum Chat podcast. I'm so glad that you are here with me today. This episode is a special tribute episode to our educator friends in the classroom today. I wanted to share with you a great book that harnesses the power of belonging. Before I jump into this book review, I want you to do me a favor and join our diverse educational community today and subscribe to my channel to embark on a multicultural learning journey with me. I know we've all been in situations, even in our childhood and formative years, where we felt othered, where we don't know who our people are that are a part of our force of community. And this book, written by Jacqueline Woodson, who is one of my favorite authors, I've shared her book, Brown Girl Dreaming, a beautiful book of poems, and also Each Kindness in my classroom over the years. And this book I was honored to read at my old school where I used to teach first grade. Shout out to Piedmont Panthers in Duluth, Minnesota. I wanted those students to hear me read this book, The Day You Begin, by Jacqueline Woodson, illustrated by Rafael Lopez. This book, like I said before, really harnesses the power of belonging and the courage of seeking out others to make them feel that they also belong. The story takes place, it's the, you know, first day of school, and this young girl is trying to find her true place in where she fits in. We all have those feelings of those first day jitters, I would say, and trying to get into the space of a new classroom, new personalities, new groups of people, and walking into a room where even as adults, we don't know that we fit into certain perceptions of others, and walking into spaces where you might be perceived just by your outward appearance. How Jacqueline crafts this story really shows our students that we have those same big feelings as well. She says in the beginning of her book, and I quote, "There will be times when you walk into a room and no one there is quite like you. There's a new student that comes into the class from Venezuela, and it talks about his anxiousness and saying his name and hearing the murmur and the laughter of the other students in the class. And I quote, the teacher says his name so softly and beautifully that it reflects your name and the homeland that you left behind. It just also reminds me of Your Name is a Song, a book I also recommended in the beginning of the year by the author Jamila Tompkins Bigelow. You can find that episode in the link below. These two books really complement each other in the beginning of the school year. And when you're talking about reflecting of the beginning of the school year, it really showcases that big question. What did you do last summer? A lot of our students don't have the socioeconomic means to travel around the world. And I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with that. A lot of families go and travel and explore their world, their cabins, their lake places, their elders in their family, the country. There's lots of activity going on in the summer. But with students that don't have the means to travel, they really feel out of place. They really don't feel like they belong in those spaces. They have that, you know, not in the pit of their stomach when it comes to their turn to share what did they do over the summer. And a lot of students might feel out of place and feeling, well, they're not going to feel the joy that I felt when I stayed home over the summer and the responsibilities I had to look over my younger siblings or taking them, you know, to the library like this young girl, Angelina, in the story shares. I love how Jacqueline puts into the duality of, even though I didn't travel with my family, I still got to travel and see the world through the books that I read. And that also pulls in that student in your classroom that said, hey, all of our experiences are valid, no matter if I traveled or if I traveled in the books that I read. And being around my community throughout the summer is still just as important. For example, she shares in the story, in being in that room, I quote, where no one is quite like you, you look down at your own empty hand and wonder, what good is this when other students were flying and sailing and going somewhere? And I also love the part where she talks about the heat waving up from the concrete and the days she spent at home with her little sister and taking care of her younger sister throughout the summer. There's going to be times where, even as a grown-up, in having lunch and people scrunching up their nose and looking and thinking about, well, what is that? What do you have in your lunchbox anyway? And having that student that has something from home that their parent made and feeling smaller because it doesn't look like what the majority of lunchboxes look like in the lunchroom. And feeling that you might be left out and feeling othered. I remember sharing this with my student. I remember sharing this portion of the book with my students that I read to at the school and asking them, give a thumbs up if you felt left out at the playground. Give a thumbs up if you felt that you wanted to hide your lunchbox because you were afraid that you're about to be teased by your classmate. And you'd be astounded by the thumbs that went up while I was reading the story. And it really had that reflective piece with our students to sit back and go, wow, I had a friend in my class that felt left out. I had a friend in my class that was too scared to share their lunch with each other, to see what they brought from lunch from home. How Jacqueline paints the picture, validating that you will feel out of place. You will feel, and I quote, like you're standing all the way on the outside of what stands beside you. And all that stands beside you is your own brave self, steady as steel and ready, even though you don't yet know what you're ready for, end quote. I love that part because you are in these spaces, in these rooms where you are all alone. But to remind you that you are your own brave self and you are ready to take on whatever comes your way. There's something so empowering in that statement. And this shares the story that you have the value to share your story with others in your classroom. I love how the main character, Angelina, stands up in front of her peers and shares her voice and says, that they went everywhere. The books that we read were showing us, my sister and I, where else we could be with our own imaginations and going to the places while still being home. I love how Rigoberto in the story shows that commonality that, ooh, Angelina, that's my sister's name too. And just showing that us as a collective have more in common than we think. I will leave you with this quote that Jacqueline wrote in the book. This is the day you begin to find the places inside your laughter and your lunches, your books, your travel and your stories, where every new friend has something a little like you and something else so fabulously not quite like you at all. End quote. Books like these need to be in your classroom library. They need for you to read them out loud, not just in the first day of school. You can read it in the middle of the year, just as a quick refresh of rebuilding and reteaching our belonging skills in our classroom. I want you to also think about expanding your knowledge and embracing diversity within your classroom by subscribing to this channel for more engaging multicultural content. I drop new episodes every Friday with multicultural strategies, and I want you to hit that bell notification if you're on my YouTube channel so you get it first time it drops. If you are following me on my podcast, please drop a review and screenshot it and tag me on Instagram at culturallyjebe so we can continue this movement of multicultural educational practices in our classroom. I am so grateful that you are with me every single week. I want to share this platform out with as many educators. Please share this content with your educator friends because I am in this journey with you to find you the best resources for your classroom community to harness the power of promoting positive change and implementing this movement for our students. I look forward to seeing you here same time next week. Bye-bye. Thanks for listening to Cultural Curriculum Chat with Jebe Edmonds. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast. We will be here same time, same place next week. Take care. Bye-bye.